Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Great day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. We're going to have a great discussion for you today. But first, let me give you the title. It's called Wearing Your Shoes. We're going to dive into this discussion right after this commercial. So come back and join us. It's going to be really good. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone! Have you ever had a day that you planned to accomplish a gazillion of things, but distractions interrupted your commitment and you achieved nothing? There's a perfect solution to the madness. Try journaling on your busiest days. We offer 6 amazing cool designs of journal entry journals starting at $5.99. These journals are designed to improve your goal productivity. So what are you waiting for? Order now at comfortingpromises.com. Click on the e-store tab. Your day will be happier you did.
Welcome back to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Again, our subject today is wearing your shoes. Today, I'm going to be a little transparent, and I'm going to be just covering a lot of things that is pertaining to our subject, wearing your shoes. But mostly, I want to be a little transparent and share what's going on in my world, and I hope it inspires you if you're being touched by the same things that I am being touched with or being faced with or trying to figure out which avenue to take. But let me tell you, right now, our world is going through a transformation. And it's going through a transformation where it is introducing a whole different type, I call it a culture. And the culture is called AI. I don't know if you've seen the word, the initials AI, but it means artificial intelligence. And to give you an example of what type of transformation that we're going through, I don't know if you remember during the time that we were going through this transformation from televisions, where we had to get new television to meet the qualifications with digital. It was from analog to digital. And it was forcing people to either 2 options. You either had to buy an additional equipment for your analog television, and the equipment was digital. So you would hook up your new equipment, which was digital, to your analog television in order to watch television. Or you were forced to go and purchase new television. Well, some people wasn't able to purchase new televisions because at the time, they were creating and making digital televisions, and they were very expensive. So people were pushed to buy the digital equipment for their television. I was one who had an equipment because there was nothing wrong with my analog television. But also you had the cable and the internet services that was connected to your cable boxes that were broadcasting your television and media and movies and all of that. Everything was going digital. And I don't know if you remember the nuance of that transformation. Well, if you take that transformation and you take it into this transformation into AI, the artificial intelligence, this is what's happening in our economy, along with dealing with a new virus. Now, the virus scenario is nothing new because viruses have been introduced into our world since I have read and remember since the 1940s. You know, you have the chickenpox and the mumps and all these different viruses. So this is the new virus that we have now is nothing new from all the new viruses back in the day and the experiments that they used on people to take the vaccination. So all these things, as far as the illnesses and sickness, is nothing new. We've dealt with these for years to come. But what I want to really talk about, again, our subject today is wearing your shoes. And I wanted to zoom in on wearing your shoes based on the new transformation of a culture called AI, artificial intelligence. And what I want to talk about is because this new environment, this new culture of AI is forcing a lot of jobs out of the market, and it's forcing new jobs into the market. And it's going to take education, or it's going to take an essence of someone who already is equipped to handle the new AI functionalities. But we have people who are cashiers, and we have truck drivers now are having to upscale their skills in order to face what's coming down into the work world. Right now, the McDonald's and the grocery stores, and of course, we've seen it at Walmart, having self-checkout. We've seen it at Home Depot. We have in self-checkouts where the cashiers are no longer are being needed, but there are some cashiers are needed. But think about it, that the cashiers are no longer being needed, but the people who are overseeing the self-checkout places having to understand the new system of AI, artificial intelligence, because they need to know and understand how a computer operates and which functionalities they need to do to keep those systems and those machines operating. It takes a skill and a knowledge base to do that. So we're right now in a transformation into a new working world, economizing into artificial intelligence. And it's going to make sense as to why I named this Wearing Your Shoes based on a scenario that I'm going to share with you what's going on in my world and why wearing your shoes is so important, because the AI is giving people this place of realizing I'm not equipped for this. I'm not intelligent for this. I don't have any knowledge for this particular career or destination, okay? Now, we talk about certain different jobs, such as medical, we're talking about accounting, all of these things are still, you're dealing with artificial intelligence because equipment is coming. But far as in business, you know, businesses are having to upscale and learn new skills. They forever going to school and taking classes and understanding the information and the technology that is being increased in order to bring a high level of customers into their market. But what I want to talk about, again, our subject is wearing your shoes. Right now, for years, a couple of years now, I've been following NASA. And NASA have been excerting living arrangements on Mars. They want to do a reflection of Earth on Mars to be able to live on Mars for human capacity. But it's going to take a lot more than just sending people on Mars and building these brick huts so they can live inside these houses so they can live in there so they can be able to breathe. Because right now, Mars is unlivable. It will be very impossible to walk on Mars and be able to breathe and live because there's no oxygen there. They have to cause this planet to be able to live first through vegetation to grow. So however they're going to come up with this way of doing it, they're going to duplicate it, and it's going to be living. Now, I know a lot of people say, why are we spending so much money on trying to make Mars a living planet? Well, you know, if you think about it, God created man to duplicate what he done. He really created us in the image of him. He created this beautiful earth for us. And some people are very intelligent and they believe that they can create Mars to be a new place, an artificial intelligent place to live and have full functionalities. But this is not, I want to talk about Mars. I want to talk about what's going on here in Earth for right now. But I just wanted to just give you that scenario of what's taking place, not only here on Earth, but also what's taking place on Mars. Because actually, they can actually send robots that operate just like a human being on Mars, and it could live as we live in here on Earth. If they cannot send a real human being on Earth, they can actually create robots that operate just as artificial intelligence and work at a McDonald's there. They could have factories on Mars. You know, they really necessarily don't have to send a human being. They actually can't send a manufacturer and let robots create all these things and send it right on back here. That was just a scenario. I have not read that anywhere, but I'm just sitting here thinking about it as I talk about it. They actually can do that. Mars can be a living place where we produce things, send it back to Earth, and we have all these wonderful things here that we can use, and they were created and made on Mars. That's just a little tip that I want to share with you, but I want to talk about the scenario of the transformation, what's going on here on Earth, the AI, artificial intelligence, where we are in that scenario of things are changing. And again, our podcast is called Wearing Your Shoes. Now, during the year of 2020, we was introduced with this virus that was devastating. Now, I have you to know, because I'm going to share a little bit what's going on in my world, and I just pray that it blesses you if you're privately going through these things, and maybe together we can go through how to bring a better outcome in doing this transformation without losing our minds. But in the year 2020, I did not work the entire year. And so from January to March, I'm just here, you know, just trying to find out what am I going to do for the next year, that following year of 2020. And I received a invite to for a position and in March. And someone contacted me and offered a position to me. And it was making more money than I have ever worked in my ever received on an employment. And it was for $30 an hour, and it may not seem a lot to some people, but that's a lot for me. And but I accepted the position, and as the person who contacted me said, we're going to go on. It was a technology company. And I'm telling you guys, you know, I haven't did technology in a long time. I used to do IT, but he offered the position, and everything that he informed me of what the job entailed, it was like, yes and amen. You know how you get that check and you say, oh, this is great. This is perfect. I said, yes, yes, yes. You know, and we got off the phone. He says, I will contact you within a week. I'm going to speak with the hiring manager and we're going to get this process. Your start maybe about a week or two. So here I am looking forward to it. I'm just excited. I'm packing up, getting ready to go to the beach and just kind of celebrate and just meditate, getting ready to go into another season of my life and working for a fabulous company, because I was happy about the company. I was happy about the pay. I was happy about the job duties. Everything was yes, 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 check, 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 you know, excited. And I had no idea that there was a pandemic going on, a virus that was going on around the world, because normally when I'm on my way to work, I'm listening to news, I'm listening to the Steve Harvey show, morning show. He gives his 10 minutes of encouragement, and then he goes in and he talks about some current events or what's going on in the world. So you're kind of within what's going on in the world based on your travel going to your job. And that's what I did every day. But because I was not working, there was no radio on, television on, I had nothing. The only thing that I was listening to was Kingdom messaging, because I needed to get in tune with the universe, get in tune with the Heavenly Father to find out, to make sure that I stay organized in my life so it'd continue to flow. And that's what I consumed with. When walking, that's what I consumed with. And so in March, when I got a position, offered position to me, the gentleman called me back within a week and said they put the position on hold and we're going to give it another week. And then another week came by, they said the position was on hold. And it's still this time, I had no idea that there's a pandemic going on. It's now the third week of March. The job was offered to me in the last week of February. So now I'm sitting here concerned. Okay, am I going to work at this job or not, you know? So he informed me, he said the job was put on hold permanently, because at this time now the whole country is shut down because of the pandemic. It's beginning to be jobs are closing out. Everyone is working from home. Now I'm starting to open up the news and seeing the Times Square in New York. There was no one on the streets. That's when I realized we're having a serious medical shutdown right now because of New York. You know, that's a shame. When I saw Times Square and there was no one on the street, I said, uh-oh, we're in trouble. That's when I realized I'm not going to this job. And who knows when I will go back to work. And at that moment, I had to think about the resources that I have within in order to maintain an income. But without the necessary job market and the fluctuation of people working, that was very difficult. So at the time, I had to think about what skills that I had in order to make an income. Well, I have a studio. I created a studio in my home and with equipment, and I had most of the things. I just painted a wall, make sure. And then I started creating classes, courses online to reach people that will like my skills, like how to garden, how to start a garden if you never gardened before, how to start a business. So I started creating courses online because I had the skills to do that, and I had the equipment, and I had the facilities to do that in order to stay busy, because what you don't want to do when you're not working is not be busy. You got to keep your skills going. And again, our podcast is called Wearing Your Shoes. So I created these two courses online and reaching people globally, and making it a joke. And I didn't realize this until later. I am an international teacher because of those courses online, and because AI, artificial intelligence, allowed me to do that because of the skills in order to reach people around the globe. And I had more people around the globe learning how to garden during the year 2020 than I did from the United States, which was really great that it showed me. I had more of that people signing up for my gardening classes than I did signing up for business classes. So I was really happy about that, making an income, because I wasn't sure about the economy or where it was going. Now, I was aware of AI at the time of 2020, artificial intelligence. So I wanted to make use of what I had, my skills. And this is Wearing Your Shoes. The name of my title is Wearing Your Shoes. And so after the shutdown, not realizing how I was going to make an efficient income, until I had a friend who worked previously at the unemployment office, and she asked, have you signed up for the unemployment to receive unemployment, you know, because you're not working? And I never even thought about that because I've never been in a situation where I wasn't working to file for unemployment. So that was a whole nother new realm for me. And in order to sustain my living, it wasn't a lot of money, but it was still income that was coming in that was provided for me, and then I could utilize the source that was giving. And the reason I want to talk to you about wearing your shoes, because now I am faced during this year 2020, where am I going to work? What am I going to do? What are the skills that I have that I could offer another culture to utilize my skills to enhance their business? And so I applied because of the global shutdown. It was very difficult to find employment until I found a position that I could work from home. And it was perfect because now I don't have to go out. I don't have to utilize gas. I don't have to utilize car, my wear and tear on my car. I don't have to utilize a lot of things. So I saved a lot of money. I had to justify driving somewhere, working from home. And because I am a single person, unmarried, it took a minute for me to get adjusted working from home. I do like working in an office environment around people because it gives you a variety of people. It keeps you alive to be able to communicate with different levels of people. But when you're working from home, you have to adjust. And I realized working from home was a blessing in so many different ways. I've saved so much, and I had to think about it and do the calculations, you know, how much money am I saving and how much money was I spending out driving to a job? And it all came out the same amount of money. What I wasn't making at an employment, I was still making the same thing working from home, but because I wasn't utilizing gas and wasn't utilizing the wear and tear on my vehicle and my tires, getting dressed, makeup, clothes, you know, all of these things played a significance. Eating, breakfast, it just a lot of the things started to add up that I was adding, and I was still able to save money by working from home. But I'm going somewhere with this because there is a situation where it's starting to work out where I'm working from home. I'm learning a new skill. It was very difficult because it was out of my norm. It was nothing that I would be wearing shoes for, as in what I was equipped for. But I learned how to do it because it was something that will sustain until I'm able to get back out in the marketplace to give my skills over to another culture, so they will benefit from my skills to enhance their business. Well, I learned how to do the skills. It was very difficult. It was in the finance. I have no skills whatsoever in finance unless I'm doing my own financing and for my own financing for my own business. And it was a learning curve, but I finally got it. A lot of frustrating days, but I finally got it. But what happens after I got this, now I'm starting school, so I'm taking classes. I'm increasing my business. I'm starting to shift in being able to function in a variety of ways, settling into this new aura called artificial intelligence that we're going into. We have not settled in the capacity of this new place. We're transforming into this new place, such as the same thing with when the televisions was changing. They start out with the equipment, but now everyone has a new television. Televisions are now affordable for people who don't have to have that necessary equipment in order to operate their old TV. They can actually purchase a new TV now, affordable. Well, a couple of weeks ago, right when I was starting classes to learn the new skills into this new era called artificial intelligence, this new capabilities of learning digital marketing and all of these things that's going to take place in this new era that we're going in, I get changed into another department without my decision. I did not make the decision. I was just snatched from one place to another. And I was snatched into another place, and I have no skills. I have no knowledge base. It's almost, I do not know how to speak French, and it's telling me to speak French fluently, and I have no skills whatsoever. Now, I'm not the type of person who is rudely, and I'm not rude. I'm not frustrated into, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to quit. No, I said, okay, we're going to just learn how to do the skills, but it's totally impossible. It's a very frustrating moment. It's a very frustrating every single day, and it's a wear and tear because I have no skills whatsoever. This is why this podcast today is called Wearing Your Shoes. And I want to share something prior before I got snatched into a new position. I had a dream, and I'm going to share this dream, and I usually don't share my dreams with anyone. I just write them down and just trying to find out what is being revealed to me and why. But I had this dream, and I was sitting around people in this room who had on Reebok shoes. Now, I'm going to go into details with this because it's very important, and I'm going to explain to why I'm explaining the dream to you. And I was sitting around in this room, and everyone had on Reebok shoes. Now, in real life, I never purchased Reebok shoes because They don't fit comfortable on my feet. And they were wearing Reebok shoes, and I looked down on my feet, and I only had on pure white socks. I didn't have any shoes on. I was the only one sitting around this circle of people without shoes. And I looked at them, and they seemed very okay around the room wearing Reebok shoes. I looked, and I was very saddened that I didn't have any I don't even know if I was saddened, but I was felt like out of place, not wearing shoes, just wearing socks. So I said to myself in the dream, maybe I should go get my shoes. Maybe I should go get shoes for my feet. And I remember in the dream, I got up from that circle of people. And as I began to walk down this hallway, and I can see the hallway, the floor was a brownish, light brown floor. And I remember walking down this hallway with socks on. And I remembered my vehicle and my shoes. I can see my car and my shoes in my car, and my shoes was black. Now, at the time when I had the dream, I panicked, because when you think of black, you think of lack. You think of poverty. You think something that's not prospering. But as of today, before this podcast, I realized what the shoes being black represents: the lack of movement. And my shoes was in my car, which was parked in the parking lot somewhere. So I am walking down this hallway in my socks with my head down, thinking, how do I get out of this place? Where is the door out of this place? I couldn't find the door to leave, to go back to my car, to put on my shoes that's having a lack of mobility. So my shoes will not be black anymore, just sitting in the car while my car is parked in the parking lot. Now, in the dream, I'm walking down this hallway, and it was a long hallway, but I could not find a door. I could not find a window. My head was down. I was distraught because I could not find how to get out of this place. Now, why am I telling you this? Because later on, I'm in a position where I'm having the same out course of what I was having in a dream. I don't have any shoes to wear in order to function with the crowd. They were okay. I was the only one that wasn't wearing shoes. And in the dream, I was trying to get to my car to put on my shoes, which was lack of movement. And again, this podcast is wearing your shoes. And the dream ended while I'm walking down this hallway, wearing no shoes, not wearing my shoes, because my shoes was in my car, wherever my car was parked, in some parking lot somewhere. And so today I want to share that with you, because the dream has come into fruition. I'm in a place that I have no ability to function in functionality, because I'm not equipped for it. I don't have the education for it. I don't have any knowledge for it. I have not read any books to have not an inkling knowledge to function in what I was taken from somewhere where I was functioning into a place where I am frustrated every single day trying to function in, doing the best I can, writing down as many notes as I can, recording, and just no matter how much I listen to instructions, it's just not, the dots are not connecting. You know why the dots are not connecting? It's because I was not equipped to operate over here, trying to operate. You have to take baby steps, like teaching a newborn how to learn how to read. You got to give them the ABCs first. Then you have to teach them about verbs and nouns and adjectives and sentence structure. This is where I am. Here I am, over 50, now learning a whole nother skill. I'm being forced to operate 100% when it was not my decision to be over here to operate 100%. But I'm doing the best I can to operate in 100%. I see the light. I see that I'm able and capable, but what's happening while I am trying to learn this skill, who I am and my shoes and my car is dying. What I was equipped for to be who I am is dying, and now I'm over here in this area that's trying to bring life, but it's not bringing life, it's bringing death to my spirit. This is why I want to talk to you all about this, because this is surreal. And I know I am not the only one who is going through this suppression. And it's causing people to have mental incapacitation daily. Their livelihood is being killed because of what they're being forced, because of an option that they had to take in order to survive this transformation from the year 2020 to this current year 2021. And I'm sitting here going through this rigmarole every single day, and who I am that brings life and joy and my nurture and my spirit of just happy and joyful and love and kind is being killed because I'm having to do something that I am not equipped for just so that I can live daily. So you ask, what do you do in a situation like this? I tell you what you do in a situation like this. I'm gonna give an example, because when the year 2020 came about and the whole world was shut down, it gave people their life back. It gave people the lightening of their eyes and realizing, oh my God, I've been dying and have been dead for all these years doing something that I do not enjoy doing. And so when 2020 came in, people were allowed to sit there and think about, oh my God, my life is coming back. Who I really am is coming back. I'm really an architect. I'm not an accountant. Oh, I'm really a nurse, and I'm not a cashier. I am really an entrepreneur and not trying to call somebody else's business to function, and they don't listen to me on how things work. The reason why I get wrote up all the time. I'm really a family man who really loves my family and want them to thrive, but I could not do that because I'm a restaurant manager and they require me to work 13 hours a day. But I had no time with my family to even give them 8 hours a day. But the year 2020 caused people to realize, oh, I'm not equipped for this. I'm equipped for this over here. And regardless of whether a fact that I got to go back to work and I'm having to do this, we're not going to suppress me anymore because I have come alive. And the feeling of coming alive is beneficiary my family. They're getting the benefit of me being now a father, or now a mother, or now a sister, or now a brother, now a functioning human being. Now I can find out where I belong in this whole system while the world is going through this transformation into a new era called AI, artificial intelligence. Because I'm telling you, you guys, I'm serious. For me to sit here and give you the intimate details of my life, I'm very concerned that some people are not going to be able to suppress who they are. You got to be who you are. You got to wear your shoes in order to function and change into this direction where the world is going, because the world is going to go that way. You just got to know where you fit in that world. You got to be able to function at 100% of who you are in your shoes. Just like the dream that was given to me, that I was sitting around this crowd of people with no shoes. I didn't have my shoes. They had on shoes. They was operating and functioning fine. I was not functioning fine because I wasn't wearing any shoes. My shoes was in my car, where I belong, where I function, where I have mobility. And it's very important that you come to grips and understanding, where are my shoes and where do I go and walk and have mobility in a place where it brings economic increase in my livelihood? Because I'm telling you, this is where we get to a place where we have a mental anguish. Mental health is on the rise because people have not identified, where are their shoes? Where do I belong? Who am I? Where can I function in the best me? Where can I function in the best qualified me? And so many people are oppressing folks because they're only thinking about what they want and not thinking about this is a human being that operates this way, because the medical functionality understands how the brain works, understand how the heart works, understand how your lungs works, understand what stress does to you and does to your body. They also understand what depression does and where it comes from. The medical mountain, the medical institution, the medical business world understands this. They're the only ones that knows how to change during the system, because they understand how human capacity, psychologically, how everything works. We got people now are trying to operate in positions that they're not even qualifying for, because we're changing into a new era. And in order for you to change into a new era, you got to be able to be equipped in order to teach, to facilitate to other people. If you're not skilled, you're going to be in a situation where I am not wearing your shoes, trying to function in a place where it suppresses who you are. And eventually, it's going to run out of steam and you're not going to have any more of you. And you're not going to be able to function in a place where you were not called to be functioning. I just wanted to share that with you all today and just be a little intimate in this week's podcast. And again, our subject today is wearing your shoes. You may ask, what am I going to do in a situation today right now? Well, my mental health was so strained today of trying to figure out how to do it. I had to clock out and leave. And I had to come today and do this podcast and get back wearing my shoes. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to go into prayer. And I'm going to go into meditation, and I'm going to sit there and I'm going to think about what is the best solution. Because see, in my world, I have to function in an organized world because I am unmarried. It is very important that I function in order and organized in order for my life to go in order. So everybody can receive a portion of me and a balanced portion of me. Now, not to say that I'm going to resign from my job, but in order for me to function in a job that I am not equipped for, I have to have on my shoes and wear my shoes into a culture and give the little bit of me to benefit them so they will be able to advance off of my life. But I am 100% wearing my shoes in another area. I cannot go into another area if I am not equipped of being who I am at 120%, and then I give a portion to them. It's not going to work any other way. The human capacity, the psychological capacity, the mental health capacity, you got to be 100% of yourself in order to give a little bit of you. Because you got to stay balanced in order to be able to function, in order to be able to continue to be joy, love, and kind, and goodness, and faithful, and joy. And it is so well-rounded. You have to be that way in order to function daily as the world goes and change into the... Where am I going at this point? I had to find my shoes in order to be able to function 100% in a place as I learn a new skill. It's okay to learn a new skill. It's okay to do all these things someone else, even though you may not have any skills, but you cannot do that without being 100% of yourself. And I want to just share that with you all this week about what's going on in my world. And I'm pretty sure that I am not the only one in this world who is going through this change or this transformation due to a year of 2020 of enlightenment. The year 2020 was a blessing, and it was also a sad year at the same time. It was a blessing for people to realize their life was disorganized. They had a whole year of organizing the home. I don't know about you, but I organized my home. I cleaned out a lot of old things and gave it a new refreshing place so I can have order in order to go and change. But without you being 100%, it's very difficult to go through the different changes every day without having you mentally stable, heart-wise, love-wise, friendship-wise, having this balanced life of work, career, hobby, reading, meditation, family, love, friendship, sharing your gifts, sharing your hobbies, doing your hobbies, being on social media. Although people say social media is terrible, social media is healthy for some people because they don't have the means to be able to share their gifts. But social media is allowing people to share their gifts with the world. It brings a balance to their life. So I just learned Facebook and Instagram was shut down. I was so drawn in with the job that I'm trying to learn how to do that I had no idea that it had shut down. But I just want you guys to just look at your life to find out, are you wearing your shoes? Are you stable mentally? Are you happy? Are you loving? Are you receiving love? Do you have friends? Are people treating you respectfully? Are they giving you the proper boundaries? Are they giving you the necessary space so you can meditate on who you are every day? Because it's very important as the world goes through this transformation. But that is what I wanted to share with you today. I know our podcast is a little long than usual, but it is so important that we all come into this place of 100% functionality and do self-healing of our mental state before it gets to a place where it is untreatable. But that's what I want to share with you all today. And I hope this podcast this week blesses your heart. If you know anyone who's going through anguish and frustration and they're complaining a lot, share this particular podcast wearing your shoes with them, and maybe it will bring a highlight or an enlightenment or some changes in their life to cause them to just reevaluate why they're frustrated, why they're complaining, why they're crying, why they're going through turmoil, why they're acting out, why they're having tantrums. Share this podcast with them because maybe it'll trigger something that I said today that will cause them to make some changes in their daily life. But that is all for you today, and I want to appreciate and say thank you for coming back and listening to our podcast each week. And let's make our day a better day and making better decisions in our world. But until next time, this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life and one smile at a time. Until next Thursday, join us. Bye, you guys. Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye you guys.